Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Holy.
Peter 3 verses 8 says, finally, and this is for We need to hear this today. It says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion one for each other. This is Jesus speaking here. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous. Where did courteous go in our world? Holding the door open. Ladies first. Be courteous one to another. Not returning evil for evil. Reviling for reviling. But on the contrary, blessing. Blessing. Knowing that you were called, say, I'm called to be a blessing. That you may inherit a blessing. Anybody want to be blessed? Well, be a blessing. And you can't love others if you don't love God. You won't have the capacity. He gives us that capacity. For he who would love life and see good days, I want to see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to our prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. He can't see evil. He can't hear those that are doing evil. But all they have to do is what? Hear the good news, turn and repent, and then he will turn and he will answer. Amen. He's a God of mercy and justice. Amen. God is good. So, Father, we just thank you for your presence today. We thank you, Father, as we go into the word, the message you've given us today, Lord, that we're going to have ears to hear. We're going to know things. We're going to have wisdom. We ask for your wisdom and your understanding and clarity in these last days to be a blessing, to seek peace and pursue it. Pursue it. In Jesus' name, amen. Any prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Right now, brother, what you need, Pastor? Thank you, Jesus. Pressure's got to leave and headache's got to go. Amen? Why, Jesus is in this house. This is his place. Father, we just thank you right now for Reed. And Lord, we speak to pressure right now. In the name, go in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you for a sound and peace like a river flooding right now in the name of Jesus. Talk to me, Reed. Thank you, Jesus. Is it gone? No pressure, no sinus infection right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Body be free right now in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We speak to any migraine, headache, and pressure commanded to leave in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing right now that destroys that yoke of bondage right now in Jesus' name. Peace, the Lord's peace. Cover my brother. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got it. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good? Thank you, Lord. Amen. Speak life. We release life. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Jesus, for your promise. Anybody else need prayer now? Come on up, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. This is the Lord's service. Thank you, Father. Back. All right. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a healed back right there, Father. We just call upon your Holy Spirit right now to bring forth, to manifest this healing in Pastor Jim's back right now in the name of Jesus. Comfort right now, Father, from God of all comfort and peace. Lord, we just call upon that anointing, Lord. We thank you, Father God. You said, lay hands on this sick, on this infirmity. We command it to come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. There's a double dose. There's a double dose from the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And Lord says, just go sit and rest in that now. Go sit and rest in that. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't look at me. You look at Jesus today. It says, when Jesus came and sat down and opened up the book and read it and preached it and sat down, it says, all their eyes was upon him. Our eyes are upon Jesus today. He's the miracle worker. He's the deliverer. He's the healer. He's whatever you need him to be now. Amen. To be now. In Jesus' name, Father, this is your service. Holy Spirit, have your work, have your place in your people today, Lord. Thank you for your grace and for your power in this place. There's power in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Sixth grade, and the things that sixth graders see, talk about, and do are not what we
Amen.
Remember as sixth grade.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
They're exposed to so much. And it shows. It shows in their attitudes. It shows in the way they walk. It carries over into every part of their life, all their responsibilities. And it's not their fault.
That's right. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
They have so much anger.
Yes, Jesus.
It's because parents haven't been parents.
Yep. Yes.
The church hasn't been the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They need us.
Yes, Lord.
So much hurt, so much loneliness.
Yes, Jesus.
There's so many strong minds that you see developing every day.
Yes, Jesus.
And it's being corrupted. And we gotta stop.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's gotta stop.
Yes, Lord.
The evil influences.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The abuse.
Yes, Jesus.
The hunger for them to be wanted. Most of us haven't been through this. It's different now. It really is. There's so many things that they deal with. They raise their siblings.
Yeah.
They cook for their families. It's always been pockets of that. But this is so common. It's so accepted.
Wow.
Parents working three jobs. They never see them. Parents split up.
Thank you.
Families,
yes, Jesus.
Hurt by abuse, by alcohol, drugs, everything else under the sun. And these kids don't need it.
That's
right. They can't handle it.
That's right.
We have to stand in the gap for them.
Amen. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
My prayer every day for my kids, for my three, and for my 75 that I teach.
There you go.
Is that they're protected.
Mm-hmm.
Not just their physical bodies, but their minds, their eyes, their ears, that they're protected.
Yes, Jesus.
That they go about their day making good decisions. And that they will have hope every day.
Hallelujah.
And that people who know the truth will speak it into their lives.
Amen. Yes,
and
Lord.
That the lies have to fall by the wayside.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those lies have to go back to hell where they belong.
That's right. Yes.
There's so much that they want. They want teachers to do. They want us to change how we speak, change how we treat them, And about half of it is wrong.
There you go.
I would rather answer to my Lord.
There you go.
And do the right thing.
Amen.
Yes. And try to fall in line with bad instruction, bad advice,
yes,
and worrying about any lawsuits. I don't care about any of that.
Right.
All I care about is their souls.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
If you see any kids out anywhere, wherever you are, at Walmart, if you're on the streets, if you see them in a car next to you, just pray.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Revival will not come until they're reached.
Yes.
And some of them won't be reached until that happens.
Amen. Yeah.
But there are leaders out there. Mm-hmm. Some of these kids aren't afraid to say what they think. Mm-hmm. And if they have the truth floating in their minds and their hearts, they're going to say it.
Amen. Yes.
And their friends will be changed. Yes. Absolutely changed.
Hallelujah. Yes, glory. Prophesy, Wayne. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You are holy, Jesus.
Yes. And I would say, as a congregation, the Lord has just heard those petitions. That's a petition right there. That's coming from a man that sees this every day, sees this generation. And the Lord, His eyes, He sees all. So let's come in agreement with that prayer. So, Father, we just thank You for the youth right now in our land, in the world right now, Father. That their heart would be ablaze. Revival's already started in the land. It's in the world, Lord. We just pray, Lord, let it be a part of this church and be a part of our community. Lord, wherever we put our soul, we put our feet, Father God, that we can plant seeds of hope and life to these children. Lord, to turn them from darkness and turn them into the marvelous light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Jesus loves all men, women, and children. Father, we just thank You, Holy Spirit. We thank You for the boldness, Lord, to be able to declare Your word in this generation. To declare it and see it come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Father. Thank you, Wayne, for bringing from hearing from the Lord. That's from His heart. See, the Lord has us, I'd say He has us, we're different seasons in our life and in our place that He has strategically positioned us to be there. It's not my life. It's His life. In other words, I got to lay down my life and pick up what the Lord wants me to do. And that means, that's just what Wayne's saying right there. What's it going to cost me? A reputation? Well, I'm not here to build a reputation. I'm here to build the kingdom. That's what Wayne's saying. We just got to stand for righteousness. And the Lord will stand with us. And He'll stand for us. Amen. And we got to do it in love and in grace. Seasoned with grace. Amen. But each take our place. Don't go backwards. Let's go forward. Amen. Let's do what the Lord says to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. The message that's in my heart today is still, we're still on our series of talking about how to find and follow and fulfill the Word of God, the will of God in our lives. And it starts with finding God's will. And disciples, we know this. Where are we going to find the will of the Lord? It's in His Word. It's throughout the Gospels, throughout the Old Testament and New Testament. But as I was praying, you know, sometimes the Lord, just like He's put that in Wayne's heart, it's been in there, but today it came out. It surfaced. Amen. It came to the surface. And it was needed. There's times the Lord and pastors in here will know that you'll wake up and you'll have the message right then. The Lord will drop it in your spirit as you're sleeping. See, my mind and my body's got to sleep, but my spirit is awake. Your spirit is awake. And it's alive. And that's when the Lord, He'll drop things in there. And next thing you know, you'll wake up and it's like you got the outline. It's right there. You didn't have to work it up. God dropped it in there. Amen. I'm not saying I got it all, but I believe what the Lord has me to share with you today. And it comes out of the Old Testament. It comes out of the book of Ezekiel. And I can't tell you, I've even ministered out of the book of Ezekiel. I've read it, been through it, but I believe this is my first time that I've even preached from the book of Ezekiel. But Ezekiel chapter 37. Let me get there in my Bible. Because we're going to read a little bit this morning. You can read along in your Bible, or you can follow on the screen. It's good to have your Bible in your hand. Hide it in your heart. But chapter 37, verse 1, says, "The hand of the Lord." Now, this is a vision that the Lord gave to Ezekiel. It says, "The hand of the Lord," and I was just sharing with Jordan back here about visions. A vision from the Lord. Now, he can give you an open vision where you can actually see it right there, Wanda. It's like you're watching TV. I haven't received, and I'm here to receive anything, Lord. I haven't had an open vision before. But I've had visions in my heart, and the Lord has given me dreams that to my natural mind don't make sense. But if you'll pray it out, if it's from God, he'll give you the understanding. And it might not be all the understanding, but he'll give you what you need at the time to share it, to get revelation on it. But the hand of the Lord came upon me on Ezekiel and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Say bones. Then he caused me to pass by all around, and behold, there were many in the open valley, many bones, and indeed they were dry, very dry bones. Been there a long time. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" God's asking us a question. Can these bones live, Ezekiel? Here's a good answer. And so I answered, "Lord God, you know." You can't go wrong answering that way. God, you know. Amen. He knows it all. And he said to me, and again he said to me, "Prophesy." What did Wayne just do? I said, prophesy, Wayne. He's speaking what he wants to see happen in the earth. Well, see, God's already did his part. Now for us to do our part is continue to speak those words. Prophesy. And again, it's prophesy to these bones and say to them, "Oh, dry bones." We spoke to a painful back. We spoke to Reed's headache this morning. We're speaking to some things. Hear the word of the Lord. That's what matters. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, "Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live." Say, shall live. "I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, Jehovah." So Ezekiel prophesied. It matters when God says do something, Wayne, jump out there and just say it. You prophesy. Amen. That's a word from the Lord. So I prophesied and I commanded as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Say noise. I like when God makes noise. Amen. It's time to make some noise for the Lord. I heard a noise, and suddenly, I like suddenly, Colette. We was talking about suddenly this morning. Suddenly, there was a noise on the day of Pentecost. Remember? Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Well, heaven came down. It's time for us to make a sound. Amen. It's time for us to make our sound. Time for us to toot our horn for Jesus. Amen. We all can make a noise. And suddenly, a rattling. And the bones came together. I said they came together, bone to bone. Remember hearing that again? Remember hearing that in the beginning? When Adam saw woman, he said, "This is now what? Bone of my bone." God put some bones together. And what did he do? He brought the woman to the man, and they were one. See, when the church comes together as one, when we're unified as one, some things are going to get to rattling and shaking, and some things are going to come alive. Amen? Bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. And also he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, from the north, south, east, and the west, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live." Wayne, you could have preached this message this morning. Amen. Because see, you prophesied. He wants to see the youth living, not dying, living in life, not death. See, this was written for a specific time to Israel, to the children of Israel, but it's written to us today. And that don't have just to be the youth. What's dead in your life? What's dead in my life? Prophesy, son of man. Say something. So I prophesied as the Lord commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived. I said they lived. And stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. What is Wayne seeing? What are we seeing? We're seeing an army of youth filled with the fire and the love of God, standing up, amen, and going forward. But see, the Lord's saying to us, prophesy, say something. Speak life, not death. Speak hope, not discouragement. Speak vision of what they can do, amen, of what God can do in their lives. Give them some hope. Inject them with hope. And then God said to him, son of man, these bones are the whole house. We can bring it to the whole house of Israel. We can bring it to the whole house of the youth, to the whole house of those that don't have a covenant with God. We can speak life. Amen. This is the whole house of Israel. They indeed say our bones are dry. Our hope, see, our hope is lost. What are we talking about today? We're talking about hoping in God. Hope. Speaking hope to a hopeless generation that are lost. And a lot of them don't know why they're lost. They don't know why they're in the shape they are. But we do. Those that are in the Lord, in Christ, we have the word. We have life here in front of us. Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. And we ourselves are cut off. We have no parents. We have no home. We have no hope. We have no future. That can change in a suddenly. And as soon as we speak breath, we speak that life. What has God done in my life? Amen. And they might not receive you real good. They might cuss at you. They might smell bad. They might have all these things to say, but you got to just keep loving them. Amen. And bring compassion. Bring them some hope. Amen. They see the real. They know the hypocrisy. I'm talking about anybody that doesn't have a covenant with God. They know, they see the real out there. Therefore, keep prophesy. Say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. What was it when Lazarus came out of that tomb? He said, loosen, get them grave clothes off because he no longer is dead. He is alive. Amen. God don't need us wearing grave clothes because the grave was not made for us. It was not made for mankind. It was not made by God, period. This was our home. This earth was our home. We were never meant under the earth. We're supposed to walk on top of it. Amen. And we coming back, we getting our new bodies, we're going to walk on this earth for 1,000 years with Jesus reigning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And he's got a lot to say. And we're going to be judging angels. He's got all kind of stuff for us to prophesy and be doing. So get used to it now. Amen. So I'm talking about speaking life now. Thus said the Lord. Do it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What verse was I on? I got lost on that one. Verse 10. 12. Therefore prophesy. Prophesy, Pastor. I'm blessed. I have no headache. You have no authority over me. I'm here to be blessed. Prophesy, say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold my people, I will open your graves, cause you to come out from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. What's your promised land? Come on, what's your promised land? What has God promised you? What has he promised you? Prophesy. Speak to it. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from the graves. This is Israel. They've been in bondage for years. They have lost all their hope. Why? They can't hear the God. They can't hear the God of hope anymore. They had been led captive. They had been worshiping idols, dumb idols. What happens when you worship idols? You lose your voice. You lose your sound. You lose your hope. But all you got to do is repent and turn to God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus, my God. Amen. And God says in verse 14, I will put my spirit in you. And I tell you, he'd do a little bit better than that. He'll put it on you. He'll put it on you too. Amen. I said, God, the Holy Ghost can come on you and give you he came on Wayne this morning. See, he's in Wayne, but this morning he came on him. Amen. And he prophesied. He prophesied what? Not what he wants to see. Come on. He prophesied what we gonna see. Amen. We gonna see it. Why? Because the Lord said so. Amen. This is what we're doing today at Word of Faith Worship. This is what we're saying today is this God's portion right here. And we're gonna be expecting some youth to come in this church. They're already coming. But there's more out there. Amen. All right, y'all ready to go fishing? Come on, y'all ready to go fishing, parents? I done raised my kids. Uh-oh. No, we gotta start adopting some more. Amen. I won't say that yet. Thank you, Jesus. Oh no, Sherry's here. We had a birthday party. My niece, her first son, first year. And they were, you know, she's got friends. There's a lot of babies in that place, Wayne. A lot of babies. Because that's her friends and they're having babies. They're married, they're having children. And I looked at Sherry, I said, there's a lot of babies in here. I said, you won't have another baby? And she looked at me and said, well, I'm ready for some grandkids. And I actually rethought it because I thought she was going to say, oh, no, we ain't having no more babies. But she's thinking next generation. And see, that's what we got to be thinking. We got to be seeing. See, I was thinking, well, you know, you think about all the, you done raised your kids. But God says, no, you always a parent. Amen. We're always a parent. Amen. So we got to continue on. See as God sees. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live and I will place you in your own land. God is doing some placing here. He's placed you here for a purpose. Amen. Place, we're talking about our purpose. God's created you for a purpose. Your place is your purpose. That's a part of your purpose. Amen. That place can change and transition over time, but it's in Christ. It's when we discover our purpose and then he strategically places us in certain areas to where we can fulfill that purpose. I was blessed with Judy. She came to me last week and said, Pastor, I am really excited about this message that we're in. She's helping teaching it. And you know what that did? It blessed me. Why? Because it's not about me. It's about you being blessed. And when I hear somebody excited, when Wayne sees a youth get excited and he comes to his class and he starts telling him things is changing at home, that's when we start seeing the manifestation and we get excited. But we got to understand we've got to get excited before we see it. Amen? And that's when the devil gets nervous. It's when we see it before it's even happening. And what does he do? He's the author of the confusion. So we got to confuse him. We got to start prophesying. Amen? God says, I'll place my spirit in you. I'll put my spirit in you and you shall live. God put his spirit in me 22 years ago and I'm living now. I'm not telling you I don't have problems, but I am alive now with Jesus. And no matter what I do will not change his love for me. I'm at his feet. I'm going to stay there and I will. If you stay at Jesus' feet, you will not suffer defeat. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and, come on, performed it, says the Lord. See, grace is God's power and ability for me. My faith is my part. See, God does to perform him, but he needs my faith to get it done. He needs my faith, which comes in action as words spoken and lived out. Amen? Amen. And that's when things start to change. Amen. That's when some shaking, whole lot of shaking starts going on. Amen. Some bone starts coming together, bone upon bone. You know, the body of Christ, we are all gift. We are gifts. Amen. And we are all one body, one member, different parts, right? So when we come together, then we get a whole, God gets a whole lot of shaking. He gets some stuff done. Amen. It's when we don't run from God, we run to God and serve God. And then God is able to, come on, place us in that position. He needs us to fulfill his desires in us. Amen. It's not about him. It's about us, him in us, I in him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wayne, I didn't know if I had enough this morning, so thank you for making up and starting the introduction into this message. What's the message? Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I'm not calling you dry bones. I'm saying there's some dry bones out there, and they need to hear the word of the Lord from you. Amen? They need to hear the word of the Lord from you. Don't be silent. See, the devil wants us to shut up. He wants us to be locked down and shut up. Well, I tell you what, they couldn't keep Jesus locked down and shut up. He busted out. He came out. He rose. Thank you, Jesus. And he wasn't quiet when he was locked up either. He was locked up down there, but he wasn't locked up. The devil didn't have the keys. Jesus knew he was going to go get them. See, the devil thought he had the keys. He had the authority for a while. So Jesus, here we just read it, Jesus rebuking the religious leaders of his day, talking about hypocrisy. See, a lot of people, they're seeing hypocrisy, what the church is supposed to be, but then they see what you're not being. And Jesus spoke to this in Matthew 23:27. And this is the Young's Literal Translation. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you are like to whitewashed sepulchres." So we're talking about the graves and dry bones and cemeteries. Well, this is what Jesus thinks about religious thoughts and ideas, religious people. He says, "You are outwardly indeed, you appear beautiful, but within you are full of bones." There's them bones again. I would call them dry bones. "Dead man of all uncleanness." So Jesus went on that day as he's telling his disciples that, you know, he's doing all these good works and these hypocrites, these Pharisees and Sadducees are coming out there, beating their chest, kind of seeing what's going on, acting like they're sitting in the church, thinking they're agreeing with Jesus. But he sees them. He sees the hypocrisy. And he calls it out, Wayne. He calls it out, Terry. And he says, "Your life is like dry bones. You're dead on the inside. You're trying to look good on the outside, but really you're just dead on the inside." And Jesus went on later telling his disciples that day, and he's talking about the end days, the days that we're in. Amen. And he says, in them days, and he was talking to his disciples too, he says, "You're going to be hated, and you're going to be afflicted, and you're going to die and be killed because of," Jesus said, "because of my name, because of the gospel, because of the good things." This is what Jesus said was going to happen. Because we associate with righteousness. But this is the scripture I want us to focus on and tune in today. And it's in Matthew 24:12. Matthew 24:12. And this is the Young's literal, but King James is pretty close. There's one word that's a little that changes here. And Jesus went on teaching and saying, "And because of the abounding," and this is what Wayne is talking, he's prophesying, "because of the abounding of lawlessness, iniquity." In other words, saying all these wrongs are right. Saying the life that I'm living is my life and tough. If you don't like it, that's wrong. That's selfishness. That's pride. And they've got to know that God is not pleased with that. And he cannot hear their cry when you're in pride and all messed up in you. Because that gets you in all kind of uncleanliness. And Jesus says, "And because of the abounding of lawlessness," or iniquity, "the love of many." Now, God's talking about us now. It says, "The love of many shall become cold," or a better word is shall wax cold. You ever thought about wax candles? I've never seen them made, but I've read a little bit how they take and they'll dip that candle and let it harden. They'll dip that candle and let it harden. And what it does, it puts on layer and layer and layer. And what Wayne is prophesying, he's showing this hatred we see, this evil that we see, these things that our ears we allow to hear. Our heart, if we keep hearing it and we don't put the word of God in here, our heart gets hard. And when we hear it again, it gets hard. And it starts getting insensitive to what God is saying, and then we don't do it. We get to where I don't know what God's saying. God hasn't changed. My heart has changed. It can become hard. And it don't, hey, it ain't something that just happens overnight. In other words, we just don't lose our love for God just overnight. It's gradually. It's subtle. That's the devil. He's subtle. He comes into the schools. He comes into these areas, and he starts changing little words here, little different phrases, and Wayne could testify, any education could testify, that things have changed since I was in school. I can't tell you the book, but I can remember seeing the pictures of going from a monkey to a walking ape, and that's saying that's where I came from. And that's wrong. That is a total lie. That ain't what it says in the Bible. It says God created me and created Adam, and he wasn't little, he wasn't a monkey, he was a man created in God's image. We're different than monkeys. But what was I thinking? It was what was put before my eyes and was coming out of the teacher's ears. And I'm sure some of them didn't agree with it, but guess what? They had to teach it. Well, that's when Wayne says, what we got to say is we can get, you got to twist it and change it and make it right. You know what I mean? Wayne knows, we know what we got to do. Amen. We just got to do it. I mean, we got to call what is wrong, wrong. Amen. And there's things we can do. We can go to the committees when they're deciding what books we're going. We can show up and we can let our voice be known and say, I don't agree with this, because it's when they got to count our voice. Amen. And the main thing is God's hearing it. And I want to tell you, we've been talking about prophecy this morning, and I'm not going to mention any names. I really don't know the names of the prophet or the ministries, but there's some prophets and prophecies that are not good. Doom and gloom. In other words, I'm to pray for my president, for my government leaders, for all men that's in authority, and those that are not in authority. I'm supposed to love them and pray for them. I'm not supposed to say, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the government that ain't good, and people are going to start having heart attacks up there. That's not God's word. That's coming out of prophecy today. Prophets. God talks about there's false prophets. Now, I'm not saying they're lost. I'm saying that ain't what God said, and it's false. And I'm not saying people ain't going to have heart attacks, but it ain't from God. Now, you can walk away. You can get into judgment. And if you're not serving God, there's judgment and there's wrath there. But that's not God's will. To us to win is to have somebody else to have a heart attack. That's you don't know what spirit you're of, Jesus said. When the disciples had that question, Jesus was teaching, preaching. There were some that didn't like the Jesus message. And his disciples says, Lord, they don't like you. They're saying bad things about you. Let us call fire down from heaven. Lord, let's just consume them all. And Jesus turned and rebuked his. You don't know what spirit you're talking of. That's the spirit of Antichrist. Jesus said, I didn't come to the world to condemn, but to save men's lives. Amen. He's a savior, right? He's not a killer. God's not a killer. Amen? Amen. So abortion is not from God. We're supposed to give that baby a chance, that life a chance. You know, and we're blessed. Thank you for giving. We gave over $550 to Flip Benham over here, who him and his sons have a ministry, pro-life ministry, saving. And he sent me a thank you letter, and he writes real cursive. And I couldn't. It was hard for me to read. I needed a printed letter. But he talked about this year, there was like over 5,000 women that made a choice not to take that life, but to keep that baby. Just this year. 5,000 lives, Wade, that might come to your school one day. They're given a choice. Amen? And the Lord just said, bless him. And he was just so thankful and wrote us a letter and gave us some numbers. Amen? So see what you're doing? One day you'll see those babies in heaven growed up saying, thank you for giving that day, for blessing that man that's out there on the streets. So they're out there on the streets giving information to the girls, trying to keep them from, as they go into the Planned Parenthood or wherever they're going, to give them some information that Jesus loves you and he can help you with this. You might think it's trouble, but he can help you. He can help you raise this child. And that's all they're doing, is giving people the right to do what's right and giving them the information that's right. Amen? Because the devil, that business, this evil, they're not there to help that young teen. They're there to get to kill that life and make some money, body parts. I'll just stop right there. Another message for another day. So we got to be determined. Say, we're going to be determined here at Word of Faith Worship Center that we'll be the church that will not let love become cold, let our love wax cold, but we'll be a church that will be bold and declare the word of the Lord. Amen. Not let our love be cold, but be bold and declare, prophesy, son of man, what has the Lord said? I want to tell you my dream, and it's just a little quick dream. But like I say, the Lord, he just planted this message in my heart today, and I can just see it coming together. See, he knew what was in Wayne's heart. He knows what's in your hearts. But the main thing is he knows that there's some people, there's a lot of people that don't have Christ in their heart. His spirit is not in them. But I had a dream, and I woke up, and it's just kind of like, it was vivid then, but I should have wrote it down. But I knew in the dream that there was a person, it was a male, was coming to me, and they had a self-inflicted wound, and it was serious. It was a bad wound. I can't remember if it was the throat, but they self-inflicted it. Coming to me, and it's like, this person's going to die, is going to die. But I saw myself in the dream, no, put hands or pray for this individual and see the miracle, see the healing take place. That was all it was, just a dream. But I want you to know, see, that was something the Lord, Jordan, that's a vision that the Lord showed me in a dream to be ready. That person represents a lot of people that's going to self-inflict themselves with drugs or whatever because they have lost their hope in this world. But we can change. We can speak life. We can prophesy, son of man, to that person that you're not going to die. You're going to live in Jesus' name and just whatever, however the Lord leads you. But be ready to be bold in the Holy Ghost to see something that can change just like that. Just like Jesus. Why? Because Jesus said, I got a promise. That ain't me. God's just going to give me the boldness. Because Jesus said in John 14, 12 and 13, this is red letters. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on, I believe on Jesus. He that believes on me. The works that I do, Jesus said the works that he's doing, Robert's going to do. Jim's going to do. Judy's going to do. Cecil's going to do. But not just those works, greater works shall he do. Why? Because Jesus said, I'm going to the Father. And the Bible says, if two of you, see, Jesus and the Father, they are sitting together and they are agreeing together. And when we get together with what they're doing, miracles happen. Backs get healed. Migraine headaches leave in the name of Jesus. Pressure equalizes in your body. You don't have to be a doctor. You have to be a believer to see those things. Not a doctor. You just had, the Bible says, believers, not doctors. But if you're a believing doctor, get ready for doing all kind of things. Amen. Sew them together and then watch them heal up with no infection. That's what a doctor wants. He'll fix you, but then God is the healer. No infection. Good surgeries. Ruthie's got to have surgery on her knee. If it comes to that, because see, I'm not taking out the great physician, but she has an ACL tear. And I read in a book on Google that ACL tears don't heal on their own. They have to be replaced and then they heal. That's fine. If she has to have the surgery, fine. But I repented to the Lord because I started telling people she's going to have surgery because it can't heal on its own. True to the body, but not true to the Word of God. Because the Word of God says all things are possible to those that believe. So I believe Ruthie can see a dream of herself, however God does it, and wake up and her ACL be reconnected, attached, and healed in Jesus' name. That's my first attack, line of attack. Prophesy, son of man. Ruthie's tendon, sinew, ligaments, right there in the Bible, sinew, flesh, come on. Come back, reattach yourself to her knee in Jesus' name. Prophesy, son of man. Prophesy, son, woman. Talking to my wife back there. Ruthie's ligaments, ACL, reattach and not be torn in Jesus' name. That's my child, God's child. All right, I prophesy. Now what do I do? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, he's the one that does the performance. I just stand here and look good. And he gets all the glory. He's the performer. I'm just the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prophesy, son of man. What has the Lord said? Lord, you know. What do we do, Lord? Lord, you know. You're the healer. Lord, you know what to do. I don't have to call it sinew, ligament. You know what needs to be reattached. Lord, you know. Ruthie, when she was born, walking 2 or 3 years old, she was bow-legged. Now, I've seen some people bow-legged. I'm not making fun of them, but Ruthie walked like this until my wife said she ain't going to be bow-legged. She's going to have straight, beautiful straight legs. Mama would come over, and she would say, she got some pretty bow leg. Sherry would say, no, Mama, she's going to have straight legs. Ruthie, them legs straightened right up. I said they straightened up. And it didn't happen right then, but it happened. It happened. Amen. Now, we didn't take pictures. There might be some if we dig deep enough, because it wasn't like a big, but it was there. You could see it. Amen. And we prophesied to those bones. Live. 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 Straighten up, bones. Live. Your bones are alive. That's where your blood comes from. Life is in the blood. You need to speak to your bones. If your bones die, you die. Amen. Because it's producing your blood. You don't want to have dry bones. No dry bones in this church. Osteoporosis in this church. In Jesus' name. Anybody been diagnosed with that? Praise God. If you hear it coming, it ain't yours. Amen. It's not in your lineage. Osteoporosis is not there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. Speaking, angel's not here, but I'm still going to speak and prophesy, because the children of Israel wasn't there when Ezekiel prophesied either. That didn't change it, right? Because the word of the Lord is true. And it goes north, it goes south, it goes east, and it goes west. There's no limit to God's word. And God told me to prophesy to Angel Riviera. I don't know if y'all know, but he is active duty now. And he said he's going to be deployed, I think, either July, June, in that area. And he hasn't asked for anything. That's what he signed up for. And I know he's prepared, been preparing. He's probably preparing today. He has weekends that he's off. He's not here. He's training. And they only had one vehicle. But you know what? They are faithful. I can see their hearts. I can see their desires. And we're going to believe, and we're going to believe together that as he's deployed, when he's deployed, he's going to have opportunities to witness to all kinds of situations, all kind of dry bones, dry men, dry women that don't have a knowledge of Jesus Christ, that don't have hope, but they've signed up because they're just doing this because they need a job. Well, it's more than just a job. They have signed up to lay down their life for their country. And God has placed an angel there to be an Ezekiel, to prophesy to dry bones and to dry situations in their life and bring hope. So we're, as a church, I want you to believe and agree that when he's deployed, he's going to see these dry men and dry women, and he's going to tell them about Jesus. He's going to sow words of hope and words of faith, and he's going to be on fire. He's going to be a bold soldier for Jesus Christ, physically and spiritually, wherever he goes. Amen. And his family is going to be blessed. He's believing for a job because he transitioned out of one. And he's already told me last week that he's already had an interview lined up. So we're believing that he has a job because he is the provider of the home. And Jehovah Jireh is his provider. And it ain't going to be a problem. He's going to make more than what he did from the last job. In Jesus' name. Can everybody agree? Prophesy. We prophesy and we agree. And that's what the church does, is we love one another, pray for one another, that we may be healed one to another. Amen? Prophesy. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See, we're speaking to dry things out there, dry places, and commanding life, life, resurrection life. Hallelujah. Pastor Jim, you've already got one prayer this morning. This is just confirmation. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna say it just like I wrote it. Pray specifically for Pastor Jim Howard. A lot of it's done taking place. No fear, Jim, of ever falling again. And I'm not saying you've got it here, but no fear of ever falling again in the mighty name of Jesus. We're prophesying. You're going to live a long, say long, satisfied life, just like Enoch when he walked with God. And one day, Jim, you're gonna be gone. Amen. You know what I mean? The Bible says Enoch walked with God, and he was, you're gonna be a was not. He's gonna live a long, satisfied life, and he's gonna be a was not, because Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. And when you please God, the Bible says he'll make even your enemies be at peace with you. Oh man, wouldn't General Custer like to have known that? Come on. I know a little bit of history, but I know he was surrounded by at Alamo, right? Was it Alamo? No, see, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to submit myself. Thank you, Carrie. See, I don't know it all. I don't know all history, but I know he needed to have faith that God can make your enemies be at peace with you and turn around in fear and run away from you. We see it. We can find it in the Bible. God can cause things to sound that don't even have no way to sound. Why? Because he created sound waves. Amen. And when he speaks, it sounds like thunder. I know people that are scared of thunder and lightning. You know what God can do? He can speak. And they can run in terror if they're coming to attack you. That's the God we serve. Amen. The Bible says when it thundered, some heard his voice and some said they heard thunder. Amen. He can sound from heaven. We leave this place, we're going to hear a sound as of a trumpet. I think it's a physical trumpet. It's going to be sounding, but only believers are going to hear it. Those that believe in Jesus, believe in the promise. That's the hope that we have. We're supposed to encourage one another with this hope. Jesus is coming for us again, for his church, for his bride, and all the dead in Christ. They ain't dry bones. Them bones are alive. Them bones are just waiting. That's the closing. I don't quite think I'm at the closing yet, but we're going to talk about some more bones. But Jim also, see, he even got something. He even got a back. Got some bones in his back healed this morning. Well, what if they ain't quite healed? Wish they're healed. Because the Lord says they're healed. You believe it before you see it or feel it. Now, Jim's the one that's going to, he's the one that's going to feel it. And he's going to know it. But he knows it now in his spirit, because Jesus said, the words I speak to Jim this morning, the words I spoke to Jim when he believed on me, they are spirit and they are life. And it also says they're health and they're medicine to what? All his flesh. And I'll go a step further and say bones. And his bones. Amen. Strong bones. So what's Jim going to do? He's going to be talking to his bones. He's going to be talking to his vertebrae bones. However the Lord leads him to talk, he's going to prophesy. What's prophecy? Speaking and saying what God says. See, Wayne said what God said, and he prophesied. He spoke it and declared it, and he's going to start seeing it. Wayne, you're going to see it. Now, a lot of times when you pray, sometimes we end up being the instrument. So you're going to be an instrument too, Wayne. You play. I'm talking spiritually. This is an instrument, and God has gifted you, but you've got an instrument on the inside of you. It's his compassion that you're gonna play. God, you're just going to speak words of life and music into their life. Like you play, like you sing and play, the Lord's going to give you words that's going to, thank you, Jesus. I don't have the words to say it like he does. Thank you, Jesus. You just speak life. He says, the Bible talks about that, don't think about what you're going to say. He'll give you what you're going to say. Amen. It'll come straight from the heart of the Father. And you're going to see them tear up. You're going to see them break down with the compassion that you have. You're going to see them break down in front of you, Wayne. And you're going to be able to lead them to the Lord and speak life. Amen. You're going to see this happen. It might happen off campus, but you're like the Lord says, it don't matter if it's on campus. You're going to speak the word of the Lord. Amen. Wow, he's already showed us his desire. Let God's desires be your desires. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Going to get it done. Thank you, Lord. I remember, Jim, I don't think I've deleted that message. Let me see if I did. When Jim had fallen and we agreed and prayed, and, you know, the Lord had gave me something, I might have deleted. No, I didn't. See, I keep some of these things. My teacher taught me to keep some of these things, write them down, because it's prophecy, and then boom. And I said, I just got off the phone with Wanda in agreement for Jim, for Pastor. I said, I didn't want to call and disturb the mighty healing that's taking place in your facial area. So what am I doing? I'm prophesying. I didn't want him to have to talk, and when all this happened, I want him, but I'm speaking, I'm prophesying the mighty work that's taking place. We're decreeing and we're declaring for the mighty power of the Lord to raise you up in Jesus' mighty name. This is just our prayer. He's got all brothers and sisters praying. For it says, for a righteous man may fall seven times. But we declaring today, if that was number six, you don't have a seven, right? Because we declaring you ain't going to have no fear to fall again. And you might stumble, but you'll just rise. You know what I mean? Thank you, Jesus. For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again. But the wicked, they'll fall by calamity. Not so with the wicked, but see, he's a believer. He's righteous in Christ. And then April the 4th, this was Dallas's birthday. This was Sunday, April the 4th. I said, good evening, Pastor. I'm praying for your healing and recovery every day. May this Resurrection Sunday be a day filled with joy and hope for great things the Lord has done. And let us know if there's anything you're wanting to need. Larry Honeycutt sends his love. Seen that on Facebook. And then the Lord gave me Psalms 18:29. And Jim said, well, Psalms 18 says, for by you I can run against a troop. And my God, I can leap over a wall. Now, this is a man that just had a fall and fell and got broken bones in his face. But the Lord says you can run and you can jump over a wall. That's what the Spirit said. Prophesy, son of man. Prophesy for your pastor. And Jim says, I'm not going to try the wall right now. Right now. That's down right now. But he didn't say I wouldn't, right? He said, not right now. But Jim says, I'll work on it. Amen? Yeah. Say he'll work on it. What's he doing? He's putting his faith to work. Faith works on the promise of God. He wasn't there yet, but he's going to work on it. What's he doing? He's setting his hope for the wall. Amen? Where do you need to set your hope today? What's the wall in front of you? What's facing you today? The Lord says right here, there's a promise for you. With Christ, you can run against a troop that's against you, Elaine. A troop that's totally against you. You can run toward them, and you can even jump over them in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? See, that's victory. That's having the victory. Amen? That's the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. For the joy that was set before him, he hung on a cross. He was crucified, beaten, mauled on that cross because for the joy. He had something in front of him. He had the joy of us knowing his love. In other words, us being together forever. That was the joy Jesus had. To know that we, all those that would call upon his name, would be with him forever, Vivian. Amen. That was the joy that Jesus had. And he said, Father, not my will to live here 120 years on this earth, but your will that we'll live forever. And Jesus in the garden settled it right then. Not my will, Father, but your will. We're talking about the Father, everlasting life. I'll forsake you, son, for a very short moment. But then when you rise again, Jesus said, I will rise again. Amen. Jesus said, I will rise again. And when Jesus rose, all those that put faith in him before then and after, we are risen. Amen. I'm still here on the earth, but I have risen. Come on. Because there is a resurrection coming that we shall arise and meet the Lord in the air. Praise God. You ain't going to need no jetpack. Anybody watch Gilligan's Island years ago? Remember when they had the guy that came with the jetpack? I believe Gilligan tried to wear that thing. It didn't turn out too good. See, what man devises as doing, his heart will fail. But if I put my hope in God and what he makes for me, I don't know if the angels are going to take me. However it's going to happen, the Holy Ghost is in me. I got angels beside me. It's going to get her done. God's going to get her done. This body's going to be changed. It's going to put on, this corruption is going to put on incorruptible. And then that prophecy is going to say, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, what? Where is your victory? You don't have no victory over a saint. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't even like to say that. I've done very few funerals, but I don't even like to say ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That's the curse, man. That's the curse. God made us from the dust, but he never intended us to go back. We messed that up. But God's even going to change all. He's going to make the dirt right. Amen. What's he going to do? He's going to speak life. He says, dirt, but come up flesh, get back on them. Be changed. Suddenly, Tammy, just like that. That's the hope that we have. Amen? That's the hope I have, and I hope you got it too. Stick around us long enough. You still got to put your faith in it. Put your faith in the Word of God, and it will come to pass. God is faithful. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He's the God of Robert, and I believe in his promises. So in closing, Reed, am I too early to close today? How you feeling? Amen. Thumbs up there. Hallelujah. He's in the upper room. Anybody want to join him? You need some help? You need him to join you up there, Reed? There's room up there, ain't there? I tell you what, God is the God. He answers. He answers by fire, by the Holy Ghost fire. I like his fire. You can create your own bonfire, but you can't get but so close. And it gets too hot. But you can't never not get close enough to Jesus that you'll get burned. He's a consuming fire, and you can walk into his presence, and he'll burn all the crap. That's a good word. It's what we hear. All of it, all the dross off of you, all that uncleanness, he'll burn it off. Amen? And you got to stay in that fire. Stay in that fire. People ask what color God is and get into debates and all kind of crazy stuff. You know what color God is? He's fire color. That'll stop them right. That'll get them thinking right there. He's the God of fire. You know, I think there's all kind of all the colors of the rainbow is in the fire. So what color is God? Come on. He's fire color. Amen. He's a spirit. And he created us in his image. So that's what color I relate to. I'm fire color. The Bible talks about what he looks like in heaven. From his loins down, he's fire. He's the God of fire. Amen. He's a consuming fire. And he wants to consume you with his love today and his compassion. Will you let him? Prophesy. You might not be a prophet. Some of you sitting in here may be a prophet. Or God may lead you into a prophet's ministry. But you all can prophesy. You can say what God says out of your lips and speak it and decree it and declare it and see it. Amen. And that's what God has called us to do. Are they all prophets? What does the Bible say? No. Are they all evangelists? Are they all pastors and teachers? No. But we all are believers. We are all believers. Amen. I believe in Jesus. I believe in his promises. I'll close with this, talking about those dry bones of what God can do when you let him work in your life. 2 Kings 13, 20 through 21. You're probably familiar with this prophet, Elisha. You need to go back and read chapters 13 up until Elisha died. And this was many, many years ago. This is over 2,500 years ago or more. You're not going to live that long. It's appointed a man once to die. Amen. We all have an expiration date. But I like to say mine is, like I said, Jim, it's a long, my expiration date is long satisfied, stamped. And you determine that with your words. Amen. Life and death is in the power of God's tongue, your tongue. So live a long, satisfied life. And the prophet Elijah, I'm not sure how old he was, but it says, and the prophet Elijah died, and they buried him. And troops, here's them troops that Jim's jumping over. Troops are still here, the enemy. Troops of Moab came in the land, and the coming in of that year, and it came to pass they were burying a man as the troops coming. And lo, they saw the troops and they said, well, we ain't got time. Just throw him in the grave over here. We ain't done. Just throw him in. And they cast the man into the grave of Elisha. And the man went down, come against the bones, say bones, of Elijah's. And he lived and he rose up out of the grave. This was a man that was dead. And he had his bones, the flesh had came off his bones, but he still had the anointing to live. The bones had the anointing to live, and a man touched him that was dead. Now, he wasn't dead long, but he touched those dead, touched life. And what came out? Life. You can't curse what God has blessed. And if God has blessed you with life, you can bring others alive. Amen? Don't... You've heard me say this. Where is the greatest potential? And I think this man answered it on a Wednesday night Bible study. Where is the greatest potential in this earth? In the graveyard. To those that don't share what God has given you. If you take it with you to the grave, you've accomplished nothing. But Jesus said, prophesy, son of man. He was a teacher. Teach as I've taught you. What did Jesus say? You go and teach others likewise. As I have loved you, Jesus said, you go, do likewise, disciples. Amen. Prophesy, son of man. Speak life. Don't wait till your outlaws in the family come. They don't even want to come to your funeral. They want to see you now. Prophesy. See those outlaws become in-laws. Amen. Family. That's what Wayne was talking about. We need to go back to getting everybody. Go look for the ones that don't show up at the family reunions. Call them. God's pricking my heart right now. Go see your last, got two living aunts on my daddy's side. Need to go see. Amen. Need to go see them. Because Jesus would go see them. Amen. So he's talking to me. What's God saying to you? So Father, we just thank you, Lord, as we close this service, Lord. We just unhook today. Thank you, Lord, for giving me. And thank you, Lord, for filling Wayne with your spirit today, for that spirit coming upon Wayne, for service today, serving us, serving that word, Lord. And we take that word. And Lord, we want it. We let that word become a part of us today. That we won't just be hearing the word today. We'll be doers. We'll show up and do something, Father. So we just thank you, Lord, that we'll be the doers and you'll be the performer. We'll just step out by faith and you'll do the work. Holy Spirit, we thank you for coming alongside us and walking with us and talking with us and communing with us. And we thank you, Father God, that we'll see dry bones come alive out here in the world. Lord, we'll see our youth on fire, reviving for the things of God, Lord. Hungry for the things of God. Feeling, coming to church, filling up these pews, Lord, that we'd have to go to a second service or build another church. Lord, you know all things. Lord, you know all things. We just want to be about your business, Father, teaching and preaching the word and letting all eyes be upon us because of your glory in us. But Lord, let that glory come on the outside. Let it be seen on the outside. Let your power flow through us, Lord. You don't have to be a perfect vessel, just be a willing vessel for the Lord. That's all he's looking for, is a willing vessel. And that's all we ask for today. If you don't know Jesus, I believe everybody in this church, I know everybody, but if you're watching online and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, say yes to Jesus today. Don't wait, because we're not preparing to meet the Lord. You got to be ready to meet the Lord, because at any time he could call us home. And don't be left here not knowing Jesus. Don't be left in this place of dry bones when the church leaves. Man, be one of the saints that's called up. But God wants his family. He wants heaven full. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, all those that are watching that would watch this, that never made you Lord of their life, Father. Let them call upon you. Because the Bible says, if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. There's no other way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's through Jesus that we get born again. If you're here today and you've never been baptized by Jesus, never spoken in tongues, never had that gift operate through you, you can come up here after the service, be glad to pray with you. And if you need any other prayer, Wayne will continue to minister. We leave that opportunity for you to come up. Be glad to anoint you with oil. Whatever you need, Jesus is here to meet that need. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord. Let's stand and you'll be dismissed. But no, if you need prayer, come down here. Amen. Come to the altar. Lay it at the altar. At the feet of Jesus. I said at the feet of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pastor, you want to dismiss us from the open room? All right. Father, we just thank you right now. I thank you, Lord, for blessing my pastors. For all those that came into your presence today, Lord, they leave changed on the inside, Lord, and it manifests on the outside. We thank you, Lord, for your hope. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty, mighty move of your spirit. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Come back next week. Pastor Reed will be ministering. He'll be bringing forth the word. You're blessed.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 2825. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.